What I have been doing recently, working on this as a series of work, I don't do many, but like the last 3 years, I made 4 or 5 of them.
What's called mapping. I am making maps, but these are not, doesn't show, it's imaginary maps. It doesn't show any geography, but I, inside them, I create these narratives, like the, for instance, the what's called this map made from this shamek, you know, what the Middle Eastern man wears, and so, and this is the what the people in Java wears, that kind of textile, and I try to find what's the origin of this textile and where it goes. So I create this narrative inside each map with the images and with the embroidery, and they are quite detailed. They're like buttons for the cities, and their roads, they're all sewn again, the thread, again the same idea with the other one, the, you know, the time you spend, and like in the world itself, everything connects everything, so, you know, you can start from one point and you can go to other one, so if you look closely, it's this connection. You see, again, the main idea is the, you know, what is the land, I mean, what is the nationality, what's the border, and so these are play, because this is kind of they are imaginary lands you create, and this mapping idea is also very interesting because maps also change. Like 20 years ago, world map was very different than today, so it is also the, you know, the like a history itself, it's like this mapping has been used like very politically to a lot of maps were fake or not real or manipulated somehow. Even the like opening of the world, you know, was like quite manipulated. So it plays with that idea of, you know, creating this land, imaginary maps. This one is good example. There are images like the destroyed, this sculpture destroyed by ISIS. It's made it on that.
Oh.
Like for instance, the sculptures were like statues were what's called a landmark. What we say, if you define a country, you know, you define an architecture or the sculpture and this and that. So that has been disappeared. For instance, you know, you took 3,000-year-old sculpture, which is very symbolic with that land. You know, it was on their money, in Iraqi money, for instance, that sculpture was been destroyed. So it's this idea, you know, again, what is defining the land, how we can describe the land. So maybe that's a good example. Maybe this one as the last, they are the islands in Pacific, in the ocean, and nobody lives on them. They are just like a little rocks, basically, that not very big things. But they have the nationality, you know, they are owned by a country, you know, in that other place, people doesn't have a country, you know, the land to belong, and there the, you know, the rock has a, you know, nationality, so that's maybe that's opposite to the opposite to other ones.